Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. When you hit the rewind button on a voicemail, it's an effort to gain information. When you hit the rewind button and playing back our daily conference calls, it's because there's a word, a phrase, a thought that you want to hear that contains life-changing potential. Typically, when we hit the rewind button, we're looking for information, revelation, or motivation.
2 Timothy 1, verse 6 in the King James Version. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by putting on of my hands.
Have you ever been in a desperate situation which looked hopeless until God's amazing grace intervenes and things are miraculously changed? You've experienced the supernatural manifestation of God's presence, power, peace, protection, provision, prosperity, and even promotion. Circumstances that seemed hopeless are turned around with a major breakthrough. One thing is certain. If you're following God's instructions, if we're following God's instructions in our daily lives, we will be subject to the continuing attacks of the enemy. Now, unfortunately, when a new attack arises, we have a tendency to forget past victories and dwell on the current adversity. We fail to remember the mountains that God has previously moved in our lives. No mountain, no challenge, too strong, or too high for us to succeed. We just need to remember what it says in Ezra 4:7.
Ezra 4, verse 7 in the Living Bible says, therefore, no mountain, however high, can stand before Zerubbabel, for it will flatten out before him. Honey, that's such an important point that you just made about the fact that the enemy wants us to zero in on the things that are going on right now so we forget the things that God, the wondrous things God's done in our past.
And that's really a victory for the enemy when we do that. We come to understand that when God is the center of our plans, nothing, and we do mean nothing, can stand in our way. Whatever mountain challenge you're facing, God will flatten it out. He'll make a way where there seems no way. Zerubbabel was no doubt discouraged. Suppose you'd fired up, you were fired up to rebuild the temple, and things were going great. Then you had to stop the work for 17 years.
Obviously, God knew what was going on.
Yes, no, not surprised.
Not surprised by it.
He did. Obviously, things weren't going as Zerubbabel had expected. The workers had scattered to work on other projects. I can imagine that over 17 years, those who were once fired up about the project had all but forgotten it. But then, there's no mountain too high that God can't flatten out and make a way where there seemed to be no way.
2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. What a scripture. This in the Living Bible. For the eyes of the Lord search back and forth across the whole earth, looking for people whose hearts are perfect toward him, so that he can show his great power in helping them.
God is ever ready to help us move our mountains.
Hallelujah.
Some of the mountains we face pale in comparison to what the disciples and early followers of Jesus experienced. Nero, the emperor of Rome, he was not a nice guy. In fact, he was maniacal, tyrannical. He made a sport of persecuting, torturing, and killing Christians because of their faith. Timothy, no doubt, well, he may have been freaking out about what was happening around him when, well, Paul brought things into perspective.
2 Timothy 1, verse 5 in the Amplified Bible. I remember your sincere and unqualified faith, the surrendering of your entire self to God in Christ, with confident trust in his power, wisdom, and goodness, a faith which first lived in the heart of your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am confident that it is in you as well.
Paul reminded Timothy of his Christian heritage. His grandmother trusted the Lord, and the Lord never failed her or let her down. His mother trusted the Lord, and the Lord never failed her or let her down either. Because Timothy was dealing with great stress and difficulty, Paul took the opportunity to remind him that just as God has never failed his grandmother or mother, neither would he abandon Timothy in his difficult hour.
In 2 Timothy 1, verse 6 in the King James Version, Paul speaks these words to young Timothy. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands.
The phrase I put thee in remembrance is formed from three Greek words. I put is G362. And it's formed from two Greek words, which literally means to repeat something again or to be reminded of something such as memories. With these words, when these words are put together, it means replaying these memories over and over again in our minds. It's kind of like the rewind button on our DVD players. It allows us to back up and watch certain things over and over again. Having brought things to our remembrance, replaying past victories and miracles over and over again in our minds reminds us that God will never let us down, leave nor forsake us, because he's got a firm grip on us. That's why our testimonies are so critical to our future victories. By rewinding and replaying past successes, we're activating the spiritual promises and provisions of our Lord.
In 2 Timothy 1:6, it could be translated like this. I'm putting you in memory of all these things, so that by your remembering them, you might stir up the gift of God that is in you.
The Apostle Paul is telling Timothy, and he's telling us to take our focus off our troubles and put them on past victories. Don't forget that what God has done for you before, he will do again, even with a great dose of Holy Ghost power. He was faithful to us in the past, and he'll be faithful to us today. Here are seven things God has done in the past. Bring these present or previous victories. Bring these previous victories into your previous victories. Let me say it again. Bring these previous victories into your present reality and remembrance.
Amen. First, God saved you. Second, God delivered you. Third, and he's continuing to deliver you every day. Third, God has guided and directed you, continues to do that too. Fourth, God has brought you through difficult trials. Fifth, God has healed you. Sixth, God has provided for you during hard financial times. Seventh, God has protected you from the snare of the enemy.
These kind of memories are powerful and will stir up our faith today. So the next time the devil tells you there's no way you'll survive what you're facing, take the time to get along with the Lord. Then hit the rewind button.
Amen.
And ask the Holy Spirit to help you regather and recollect all those past events when God came through for you. As you replay these memories over and over in your mind, your faith will rise to a new level of confidence. You'll be able to look at your problems right in the face and say with complete confidence, God is always faithful with me, just as he promised in his word. What he's done before, I'll know he'll do again. The best way to encourage yourself, each of us, to encourage ourselves through our current adversities is to recall all that God has done for us in the past. I can tell you from personal experience that this reignites your passion and determination for success. I've in the past over the years encouraged people to develop a, did I ever tell you about the time speech? That's right. Did I ever tell you about the time speech? When the enemy attacks, you can say, did I ever tell you about the time when I was a sinner going to hell and Jesus reached down, picked me up, and planted my feet on the solid rock? Did I ever tell you about the time I lost my job and he provided me a better job? Did I ever tell you about the time when there was no food in my house and Jesus had somebody bring food to my door? Did I ever tell you about the time when my son, my daughter, was hooked on drugs and God set him free? Did I ever tell you about the time when I was driving down the interstate highway when my angel moved my car over to keep me from being in a head-on accident? Did I ever tell you about the time when the doctor gave me a bad report, but Jesus healed my body? Did I ever tell you how good my God is to me? We strongly encourage you to develop and personalize your own did I ever tell you confession.
Things can look tough, and I mean they can look tough, but you know what? Your God is tougher. And so are you, with his power working through you.
Amen.
It can look bad. That's why the Bible's full of some very sad and incredibly bad stories about what was happening to people until God stepped in and changed the situation around. He will do it again.
Here are two questions to ask ourselves. First, what are some of the seemingly impossible situations that God has delivered you from in the past? Make the list and praise him for his goodness and faithfulness. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Second, what steps can you take to trust God more fully to deliver you from your present situation as he's done in the past? So here's what you need to do. You need to listen, pause, rewind, learn, and change.
Hallelujah.
Because there is no mountain too high, no challenge too hard. Hallelujah.
Mm.
We were blessed by the words of a follower of mine on Twitter. Sigan from Lagos, Nigeria said, a very big thank you, sir, for you boasting my self-worth.
Mm.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Go to HaroldHerring.com if you've been blessed by the teaching. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says, sow wherever I ask. While you're there, check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.